name the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today we're having the Sunday after the exaltation of the cross. And the first gospel that we heard, there was the Lord said that if somebody wants to follow me, let him deny himself, pick up his cross and follow me. What does it mean that we have to deny ourselves? Well, we have to stop looking for our own will and just look for the will of our Lord. Let's stop thinking the way the world is thinking, and let's start thinking the way the gospel was thinking, the way the Lord is thinking. We try to come to such a point as Saint Paul says, I no longer live, but Christ lives in me, because his mind has become the mind of Christ. And this is what we want to develop. This is what we want to go. And my beloved, it's absolutely necessary to work on oneself. But again, the Lord didn't order you to. He says, go after me, deny yourself. He says, if you want to follow me. He's giving it voluntarily. He's not going to force us to do it. We have to voluntarily want to follow after him, because that's what the spark of love is, if we want to follow him. The fact is that you've came to church, that shows that you have the spark of love that's needed to follow after the Lord. You came to pray, and since you came to pray, again, it's a proof that you want to follow the Lord. But then another part of the same gospel, we hear that if we are going to be ashamed of the Lord in front of the people of the sinful world, then the Lord, when he will come with his angels, he is going to be ashamed before his Father and before his angel of us, if we be ashamed of him. What does this mean? Well, again, we have to watch ourselves when we are being in public, and if we are passing by a church, we should cross ourselves. When we feel that we are being attacked by the enemy, we should cross ourselves. Even if it is right in front of the public, we should not be ashamed of our cross. But the cross, our putting down the cross on ourselves, it should not be just a matter of practice, that we are doing it as a habit, that we cross ourselves. Every time we put down the cross, we have to remember the crucified Lord on it, how he suffered on us. Then it becomes a cross that is all lit up in a great fire that can scorch the evil ones if they come near us, and they cannot stand the power of the cross, because that side of a cross really pushes them away. They cannot come close to us because it's all filled with the fire of grace. If we cross ourselves with remembrance of the crucifixion, of the suffering of the Lord, and what he had done on the cross for us, my beloved, when we go and we cross ourselves before, if we have to go to a restaurant, if we're traveling, and do not be ashamed of you that you're Orthodox, even if you are not living in an Orthodox Christian or an Orthodox Christian, cross yourself, say a prayer, cross the food, and do not be ashamed of your calling that you are, the Lord had called you into the Orthodox Church. It's very, very important for us to deny ourselves, to go against our will, and not to fulfill the will that's always being pushed on us by the spirit of the world, by the spirit of materialism, by the compromises, by the spirit of ecumenism. Do not allow this to take over. Again, let's adhere to the gospel. But to do that, we should listen to the gospel and listen to the words of the Lord on a daily basis. And the apostles, they're guiding us. And let's do it in such a way that when we listen, we put it in our heart and we decide that we're going to do exactly those things that are called for us in the gospel. The second gospel that we heard today was for a proud person. It was a terrible thing to hear. Here is a poor woman from another country, maybe even another faith, and she heard of the Lord and believed that the Lord can do great miracles. She heard that he was doing it, and she is following him and crying out to him, Son of David, help me, my daughter is ailing, the devil is holding her. Please help me, free my daughter from the pain. And she is crying, but the Lord doesn't pay attention. The Lord doesn't seem to pay attention. He keeps on going. And it happens for a while that even the disciples, the apostles, they decide, they come up to the Lord and says, Lord, don't you hear the lady crying out for help? Why don't you help her and let her go so that she can go in peace? But the Lord says, I was sent to the chosen people, to the Israelites, and I should not take away the bread from the children and throw it to the dogs. When you or I would have heard something like that, we would have been immediately scandalized. What? The Lord calls me a dog? What a terrible thing. I don't want to have no part of him. But not this woman. This woman had answered to him and said, yes, my Lord, but even the dogs, they receive the crumbs that fall down from the table of the children. And the Lord says, well, for these words that you showed, really, that great humility that you have in your heart, and go home, and your daughter will be well. And she has become well at that particular moment. Why did the Lord do that? He knew ahead of time that she would take it, not as an offense that he called her, but that she will show that great humility that is so necessary for us to acquire. We, my beloved, are too proud. If somebody calls us a dog or a pig or anything else, we get offended. We get offended. How dare they talk to us like that? And yet this woman was not offended at all. She had, in her heart, she felt that she was no good. And this is what you and I have to know that, and should never get offended when somebody belittles us and makes a fool out of ourselves in this world before other people, scandalize us and make us ready to crawl in a hole someplace so that nobody will notice us, because we're really hurting from what that belittlement that we had to endure. But what is that? What is that hurt? That is hurt from our pride. That is hurt because we think highly of ourselves. But the Lord didn't teach us that. The gospel didn't teach us that. The apostles and lives of saints didn't teach us that. It was taught to us by the evil one, so that we will not have power against him. Because the Lord had said to Saint Anthony the Great that through the humility you can bypass all the snares of the devil. And he doesn't want us to have that humility, so he puffs up our brains and our heart with the great value of ourselves, that we are so great and so good, or at least it starts off with our brains, that we have so much brains, or we can, we know and can discern better and know better than the gospel is teaching us, that the Lord, the word of the God is teaching us, how the Bible is teaching us. We know better than that. And my beloved, well, this is all because of pride of the brain, of the pride of the old man. And that's what only works right into the hands of the devil, so that we'll have no power against the evil one. And my beloved, we have to remember that when the Lord was called good teacher, even he said, why do you call me good? The only one good is God. This is how the Lord himself had taught us. And beloved, let's try to go on that road of humility, that we'll be able to conquer then all the attacks of the enemy, and be able to finally find happiness, because then the Lord will live in us, and then the Lord will be in us. Then we'll be able to deny ourselves and not follow our own wants, but we will follow the wills of our Lord, and we'll be able to rejoice in it, because we'll find very shortly that the will of God for us is the best thing that can happen to us, and that's the brings us happiness. Today we're also celebrating the great little three children, the martyrs, faith, hope, and charity, and their mother Sophia. What a beautiful story that you have to listen to, you should read it, as the little children, and they are being brought in to confess the Lord, and the Lord Remember in the first gospel he said he would be ashamed of us if we would be ashamed of him. But they were not ashamed of the Lord. They went and they confessed the truth. They confessed the Lord before the pagans. The pagans tried to talk them out of it one by one and started to torture them. And they one by one had given their life. Wow, their mother. His heart was breaking in one hand, and the other hand was rejoicing in seeing how the little martyrs, little children, are giving their life to Christ because they loved him so much. He taught them that. They were able, and they picked it up. Is that the way it is with us? Were we able to teach our children? To my great sorrow, I should say that most of us have not been able to do it. They have not acquired that love for the Lord that they would be able to sacrifice everything, including, if need to be, their life for Christ. My beloved, but these children did. One by one, they were tortured with terrible tortures, and finally they were beheaded. And the mother watched them and would take the bodies of one after another and bring them to bury. And when she had buried them, at the same time she was filled with sorrow, but then at the same time she was filled with a great rejoicing that they have made it to the kingdom of heaven. And she asked the Lord to please take her also to be with them. And the Lord took her soul, and she died right there on the grave of her little children. And this is the faith. This is the love that the saints had. Is that what we have been called to do? Yes. And not necessarily in the way through the great martyrdom, but we have to learn to place the Lord above everything, that he has to come first, and the love for him has to come first. And you that came to be here and to pray and to listen to the sermon, you have enough love there, enough a spark of love that you can make it into a big giant fire that would take over your heart, and then the enemy cannot come close to you, and then there will lodge the Lord himself with his Father and the Holy Spirit and make you to see the kingdom of heaven even while you are here on earth. You will see his second coming. May the Lord give us that willingness to go after him and to work on ourselves to develop that great love for him so that we will be able to make it in the kingdom of heaven. Amen. The blessing is of our Father to all of you.